hard, working every day. Not a lazy mom, got no time to play. Always on the go, we stuck on the flow, but it's time for the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Not for Lazy Moms. And today we are going to talk about what happens when Superwoman is exhausted. Most women are known for like maintaining the flow of the entire house. So what happens when the superwoman of the house is like tired, completely tired, overwhelmed? You know, why are we women such perfectionists? Why is it so hard for us to ask for help? So today we're going to talk about it with the regular fabulous three. Got Big Bank Hank over here.
What's good, man? You funny.
We got the big pro, Chris Samuels.
How y'all doing?
So dry.
Hey, hey, hey. I can't be too loud. I got a man voice, Hank.
Oh.
No, I can't be too loud. I didn't say you didn't. Like, why are y'all taking that as a
shot? Started early.
I mean,
and we have Allie over here.
Yeah.
And I can't be too loud, you know?
The original OG, Allie.
I wasn't shot at you, bro.
You
I
arm
think the
reach
G and OG.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
While we over here, like, getting taglines together, Hank and Chris are, like, literally about to go to blows.
No, I'm like, what you
Hank
mean?
Hank over there flexing with the big old arms at
well,
me and everything.
Well, he is flexing. That's
nah,
funny.
You're trying to, like, downplay
right,
it right
they
now.
Live, they
yeah.
Live, they live. Oh, my yeah. God. And for some of us, we have extra exhaustion. When, you know, we're dealing with people like Big Pro and Cousin Hank over here clowning.
I'm trying to be serious about this because I know women are really exhausted when it comes down to the kids.
Hey, we don't like your serious tone.
You know?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so
like,
boring.
This is.
I'm trying
See,
to
y'all don't
serious.
Like the mature Hank.
No, you know we don't.
Oh, damn.
That's not your role here.
Yeah. That's nobody, not why you're here.
Nobody asked you to be mature.
Oh, wow. There's no evolving out of the stage I'm at then.
What
okay.
happened to keeping it true from the booth? That's
and,
what we like.
And I always keep, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to give you the real deal, Holyfield, man. So let's go on and talk about what we need to talk about. What's going
oh
on? What's
God.
Going on today?
All right. Well, you know, all of us have dealt with exhaustion. I just feel like exhaustion, once you have kids, I think it's totally different.
Oh, it's hard to describe.
Yes, it is a different type of exhaustion. It's funny because a lot of times, you know, if Hank's in town, he'll watch the kids for Chris and I, and he even experiences it. One
Absolutely.
Thing, one thing that has always stood out about Hank, since we were younger, since we were kids, Hank has had an enormous amount of energy. It's like unbelievable how much energy he has. And it wasn't until I had my son, Christopher. He came in town and he started helping me with him. And one day I woke up the next morning and it was about 8 or 9 o'clock and he still wasn't awake. And I was so shocked because, I mean, if anybody knows Cousin Hank, he is up early. I mean, 7 o'clock in the morning. And when he is up, it's like, hey, good morning. He's all like,
ready to go. I love it.
Word,
oh,
word,
my goodness.
Word.
So once this finally happened, I was like, wow, he hasn't woke up yet. Okay, that's weird. So when he does come out, he's like, man, what's going on?
No, you know what it is, man. Like, I really didn't. Well, of course, like, I don't have friends that have kids that I dealt with when I was younger. It was so when I, you know, first time watching a child, it was like, damn, it was mentally draining and, you know, staying focused for an extra long period of time. I haven't stayed focused like that, not even in high school. So this was a new venture for me. So I would, you know, stay on Christopher and, you know, that little boy wore me the hell out.
Yes.
So
that was the first time I've ever seen him wore out. I couldn't
wore
even
out.
It. I was like, wow,
I got some
Hank
great sleep. Didn't feel like it when
slept
I woke
like
up.
Like a baby.
I slept great. Didn't feel like it though, but I slept great.
Oh my
but,
goodness.
But, you know, absolutely, yeah. man. It's tiring. It's definitely tiring. And I can see why, you know, moms, single moms, we need help. I can see how they're tired.
Yeah. Oh my God. Shout out to the single moms because the struggle I know has to be real. Because, I mean, I have Chris and he's very hands on. And, you know, just staying on top of everything can, like, wear you down. And it's crazy because I always tell Hank, you know, he met his match when he got around little Christopher. Oh, my goodness. Watching any kids is always, you know, a struggle. But the good thing about it, if they're not yours, you can send them home.
Right.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay,
that was always
day.
My motto. You know, I like the kids that you can give back at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
But yeah, but parenthood is a wonderful thing. I enjoy every bit of it. And a lot of times I'm always trying to balance my day so that I can spend most of it with my kids. I never want them to feel my busy. You know, if I'm doing the show or if I'm working on these different business ventures that I have in the works now or maintaining our properties or, you know, just the basic things that you have even with just one home, you never want your kids to feel like you're too tired for them.
And I think that that's why we feel so exhausted, because mm-hmm. if you are a working mom or a stay-at-home mom, like for me, I'm working, but then also I have to go to the grocery store. I have to get lunch. I have to get the dry cleaning. I have to do all these little errands. And then when I see my son, I feel like I have to be on the floor playing with him. I mean, yep. I want to be on the floor playing with him. So yep. it's like you're on all the time.
Yes.
So when it gets to be Sam's bedtime or your kid's bedtime, you mm-hmm. just want to melt into bed.
Yes. And that's why I feel like it's so important to have bedtimes established. I don't mm-hmm. know. I cannot even imagine how moms and dads do it when their kids don't have a set bedtime every night.
That gives me anxiety, like yeah. it does.
I can't even, there's no way I would be able to function, because at least I know my time where it cuts off and I can finally relax, have a glass of wine, catch up with my husband. You know, there has to be a cutoff period where you can say, okay, finally, I can just like exhale.
Honestly,
and sit down, you know?
Whether it's bedtime or like nap time. I remember yeah. when Sam was a newborn and on his like three naps a day routine, I'm like, okay, right? Where it's like, all right, it's been an hour and a half, time for you to take a nap now. Like, it's great.
Yes.
Nap time's the best time.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting too, because I think what's frustrating for me is when people tell me, you need to slow down. You're doing too much. Like how?
How?
How do I slow down? How do I have all of these things on my plate that I'm juggling. So give me the step-by-step instruction on how I can slow down.
Well, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
When you first take on a challenge when you're pregnant, you know, in 9 months, this baby is coming. I don't think women set realistic goals for when the baby actually get here. I think they put way too much on their plate. I think they still try to be superwoman, which is fine. But I think if they tone it down a little bit, set realistic goals, you know, they can manage time better. They can achieve what they want to achieve and realistically achieve stuff that's really obtainable. I think they just allow themselves to get way overwhelmed.
Right.
Way overwhelmed.
I think, too, if you've never had a child before, you don't realize those things until after the
exactly.
baby comes here.
Yeah. And which is so funny. Like, I feel like women don't talk about how hard it is. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
They act like they're perfect. And then we judge other moms. You know,
right.
It's like we act like we have it all together. No, I don't have it all together. I'm tired most times. I tell people all the time when they ask, how do you do it? I get very little sleep. And when that catches up to you, it's not a good thing.
Crash.
You know?
Like,
yeah.
literally just...
Yeah,
fall
no,
out.
Literally just
literally
crashed,
fall
like what
well,
happened
I didn't,
to me.
I didn't mean it like that. Hey, yo, I was hoping you didn't take it that way, but no, you literally,
no, but
I've done
it's
it.
True. It's
I've
true.
Done it watching your kids, and this is part-time.
Yeah, yeah. But I think one thing with the women, they need to, you know, basically if they're going to hire help, train that particular person how to do it their way, and that can be frustrating, you know, as well, because sometimes, you know, that particular person can't get it right. So in that case, you need to probably, you know, reach out and try to find somebody else. But when it comes to the husband, you know, you got to trust that the husband's going to do it his way and it's going to be right, because sometimes women want you to do it exactly how they do it.
And they'll still get stressed out.
Exactly. You know, so you know, sometimes the guy's trying to provide help and they're stressed out because he's not doing it exactly the way they want it done, and they can never relax.
As long as the end goal is accomplished, I think your route should always be good as well.
I agree. My therapist, she seriously was like, this sounds so cheesy, but I need to tell you this. She was like, remember this saying, daddies do it differently. She was like,
oh, yeah.
And that's okay. They mm-hmm. don't have to do it exactly how you do it, because what makes your way the right way? Like,
exactly.
It's okay. And it's actually good for the child.
As long as they stay somewhat on the same routine.
Yeah.
Right. About the end goal.
Don't
right.
break the routine.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, whether you handle this first, and as long as the end goal is
exactly.
you know, reached.
They're in bed.
What it is.
Right. Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
One thing that can definitely be said that you also have to keep in mind, it's not so much telling dad what to do or giving him instructions. It's also maintaining the schedule that you've created for the child, which actually helps the child and then in turn will help you and your marriage. Now, if you have a spouse who does not stick to the same routine, it can harm everything in the entire flow, and you'll find yourself having to redo it, which requires even more work, and everything is thrown off. No. So you definitely have to be on the same page with your spouse and with whomever is caretaking for your child. You have to stick to whatever schedule you have out there, or it'll frustrate the child.
So what if the guy came up with the routine then?
It's fine. I think that it should be something that's developed together. And also, more importantly, the routine should be based off of the child's natural pattern. So you can't just, especially when they're young. When they're young, I would literally, for a week, I call it my tracking period. I would track everything they did. As soon as they woke up, I wrote down the time. When they ate, I wrote down the time. So everything that I do is a routine. And everything that I lay out for the child is based off of what their natural habits are. So when they wake up, I write the time down. When they eat, I write the time down. And I call this my tracking period. So for 1 week, I'm literally writing down everything they do. And
how
the time
old
they're doing
is the baby at this point?
At this time, the first time I started tracking, I believe my son was 4 months old, because that's when they start to kind of like have a more consistent
where you can kind of start the sleep training and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then after that week, you would see that they did everything around the same time. It might not be dead spot on, but it's very close. And from that point, you can create a schedule based off of that child's natural pattern. And from that point on, you're basically just helping them stick to a schedule that they created themselves. So it definitely should be based off the child, number one. And then it should be something that both parent, caretaker, nanny, babysitter, whomever, if you have a chart or a spreadsheet that shows, it actually makes things flow so nice. I remember my mom coming in town helping me with Christopher, and she loved it. And she said, this is so amazing because he rarely cries. Babies cry because they're trying to communicate with you. They're telling you what they need. But if you're sticking to their natural pattern, you already know before they start crying that they're going to be ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock. Yep, it's about time for that bottle, you know. So you can start warming it up and preparing it. As soon as that baby cries, you're shoving the bottle in their mouth.
Right.
You know, it's like right on time. And you can even
It definitely helped me because, you know, I've never really been around young kids as far as raising them. And, you know, I really didn't know what to do. So Monique created a lot of the routines, and I pretty much stuck with them. Now, I would always tweak certain things and do it my way, you know, in a sense. But ultimately, I stuck to the same goal of the routine, and it was easy for me. And then, you know, before long, I didn't have to look at the paper anymore. I pretty much had it figured out.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing with, you know, you mentioned before, you know, hiring someone to help. And I think a lot of times people don't realize how much time that takes to train whoever it is you're hiring. That's a whole process. And for us, because of the busy lifestyle that we have, it can easily take 3 months or more for that person to get a clear idea of how we run our home. Because it's not just watching my kid. Mm-hmm. You need to understand how we run our whole house. So, you know, it takes time for them to develop and see if they can even handle the job. And the thing that sucks about it is, if they turn out not to be so good, then you didn't have
somebody else. Yeah,
yeah. Now you got to find somebody else. And 3-4 months later, you're starting all over again.
Right, because you're probably just basing it off of an in-person interview and then maybe watching them play with your child, right?
I'll have them come to the house a few times while I'm there. Actually, it might be a good month before you along with my kid.
Okay.
You know, like, you'll literally be coming while I'm home, and I'm literally doing my whole routine, and you're watching everything I do. And then you're also starting to participate in the routine with me. Now that we have two kids, I might, you know, be washing Milani's face while the new person is washing Christopher's face. And I'm telling them every step of the way, this is what I do. I get them dressed first. Then we come downstairs and eat breakfast. A lot of times I get up ahead of them. I'll prepare their breakfast so that it's pretty much done. Mm-hmm. And then when I come upstairs, get them dressed. For me, if you feed that kid before you put clothes on them, you are asking for a headache and a hard time. Because once they get that food in them, now they're up and they got the energy going, they're all over the place while you're trying to get them dressed. So my philosophy is get them dressed first. Then when they come downstairs, they don't have to go back upstairs. Now they can go outside, they can play right after they're done eating, and everybody's happy.
See, and that's how I do it too, but always whenever my husband watches Sam, he's the opposite. He's like, oh my gosh, just let him stay in his pajamas for longer and have breakfast. And to me, I've learned, like, that's okay. Like, that's fine. You want to do it that way, I'm totally fine with that. He's eating breakfast. He's going to nap later. Like,
right.
That kind of stuff to me is okay.
Right. But you know what's crazy? A lot of people probably listening right now saying, well, if I get them dressed and they're young kids and they go down and eat, they're going to mess up their outfit. So we came up with a solution. We put their little bathrobes on them. and cover up their clothes.
Oh, that's such a good idea. See, I just wipe the food off. I'm like, go outside, you're fine.
yeah, but you don't want oatmeal stains in the clothes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, especially
terrible.
With Monique, she's very particular about the way they look, you know. So
yes.
we put the bathrobes on them, and they sit down and they eat and take it off, and the bathrobe's messy, and the clothes are still good.
That's a great idea. Yeah. No, Sam, all his clothes are like stained of like pasta, oatmeal, all of it.
So even, you know, when you're trying to have someone help you, that takes time. But it does pay off if they end up being, you know, good help. So it's been a long road for us because a lot of people get overwhelmed with how much we have going on. And then it's not just watching the kids. It's also kind of like being an assistant as well, you know, knowing how to maintain the home or, you know, I swear, with home ownership comes maintenance every day. I swear I have a contractor in and out of my house every day. So just knowing who to let in my house, when they're coming, and all of those different things. If the kids are in school, you know, I'm gonna need for you to do other things. So, you know, it's taken a while, but I think I finally got to a point where I found, you know, great help, and then I can also create, you know, a better routine for my whole day so that I'm not literally tearing myself apart from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed.
Was there a certain point, because I know like you are very much like, I like to do, as you say, you know, yeah. I like to do things this way. This is how I do them. Was there like a specific point where you're like, I need to ask for help. I can't keep doing this all on my own anymore.
Yeah. I've been there several times where like, and then every time that happens, it's like, I feel like I'm getting to a breaking point. I call my mom and then my mom will take off work and come up. And she'll, like, if there's one person who literally does everything I do with my kids the exact way as me, it's my mom. I mean, obviously, she raised me.
Right.
She's the same way as me when it comes to being particular, having a schedule. You know, so when she comes in town, I literally can relax the same way I can relax if Chris is home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I get a complete break. And the great thing about when my mom comes around is she not only will handle some of my responsibilities that I have for my kids, but then she'll cook for us. You know, it's like,
so nice.
You know, and Chris loves that. So she'll come up and she'll make some collard greens and, you know.
She'll give you a massage.
Really?
That way I'm not giving a massage all the time.
She'll give me massages. Yeah. She'll rub my shoulders and she'll be like, come here, baby. And she treats me like a baby all over
again. Oh my gosh, send her over.
My mom is amazing. So when she comes in town, it's not just her taking over the kids, and she loves it. I mean, she enjoys it. She's like, y'all ready for baths? Let's go upstairs and get a bath, you know. And she'll take them up, and they don't care about me and Chris.
Trust me, she's always welcome. Yeah.
Yes.
Big help.
And oh my gosh, she's amazing. So,
but she takes care of you too, is what, like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. And I'm always like, you know, I wish I could find somebody that will work for me that's like that, you know, like help me to release them off my plate and also help with the kids, which is hard to find. You know, Chris, he'll get more of that than I do. If I go out of town, it's like I make sure that he has hands on deck with the kids. He can do whatever he needs to do so that he's not overwhelmed while I'm gone. And I do all of the pre-planning and prepping before I leave, you know. And then when I come home, it's like there's never really like a break. So, you know, it gets a little difficult. But I mean, that's why we call ourselves superwomen.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to get to that point where it's like, you know what? I'm no longer going to overwhelm myself. And for me, my ultimate breaking point was after last year when we had the miscarriage, which I felt was probably due to stress. You never know. But then after that, I got into the car accident where I literally fell asleep on the road. And I was literally going off of 4 hours of sleep every day. At that point, it was 2 weeks. And I was completely tired. But I never thought that it would be a hazard for me to drive because I was accustomed to always going nonstop,
going,
like that.
Being on and getting it done.
Yes.
Yep.
It never dawned on me how tired I was because I was so accustomed to being tired. So at the point where I got into my accident, I had been awake for 11 hours at that moment. It was only 4:30 in the afternoon.
And not awake 11 hours binge watching something on Netflix. Like literally like awake
moving,
nonstop, right?
Yes, yeah. Nonstop, moving around. And the exhaustion just hit me. And from that point on, that's when I said, yes, I definitely need to slow down and I need to reprioritize everything in my life and to create a schedule that I can stick to. And the hard part is in doing that, you actually start to take on more work as you're trying to find that balance. So it's like it's never ending. But I finally got to a point. It took a few months. But we finally got to that point where it was like, OK, now I have office hours. Now, if I have an appointment or if people want me to do an appearance or if I have any type of special meeting, I only do them between certain hours, Monday through Friday. When Saturday and Sunday comes, that is family time.
Me too.
Like, yep. I don't have anything scheduled. I'm home with my kids and my husband, and then we will do whatever we want to do. But I am no longer burning myself out 7 days a week. Like, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So
I think we're so used to wanting to make everybody happy because mm-hmm. that's just who we are, that we say yes to everything, that it pulls us in 1,000 different directions where, I don't know about you, but for me, I'm saying yes and doing all these things poorly because yep. it's like I'm just spread too thin instead of doing a couple things really well.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I told Monique, you know, basically you got to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always overextending herself, you know, reaching out to different people, or if they reach out to her, she's always trying to do. I'm like, look, you got to have some time for yourself. And at the end of the day, you got to have time for me as well, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, they handle everything and they forget about their spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, it's certain needs that your spouse needs, whether it's attention, sex, or whatever.
Totally.
So, Chris always going to bring up sex.
It's true.
But it is true.
When you first start dating a person, you know, if people are, you know, if they're going that route of, you know, being sexually active before marriage, I'm pretty sure they're getting a lot of sex. And then all of a sudden, you get married, you have kids, and all of these different things come into play, and you don't want to neglect your partner because, you know, that can lead to other stuff happening and mess up your marriage. So you have to stay on top of that, simple as that. So whether you got to cut some stuff back, you know, get a sitter for the kids, whatever, just make sure you sleeping with your partner.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done a lot of times, too, because It like we just said, it's not always easy finding the help, and you still have the responsibility. So, yeah, the extra stuff like, you know, making appearances or, you know, going out to lunch with your girlfriends. Yeah, you can definitely cut back on those things. But there are certain things that you have to get done, at least for a period of time. So it's just like, you know, one thing that I appreciate about Chris is like when I am in those busy moments, he is very
patient. I
totally
understand.
Yeah, he understands.
Like, you
got
to handle that. That's work.
Exactly. So, yes, yeah, so I just wanted to make that clear, too, is that, you know, if there is something that he can do for me that, you know, that he's capable of doing, it does help, you know, lighten the load for me as I'm, you know, getting things done. So, yeah, he's been very good about that, having, you know, hands on like that.
Totally. And I think another thing about saying no more, I think we should also add to that, it's okay to cancel. I really think it's okay to cancel your plans, because how many times do we overcommit or do we say, yeah, I'll go to dinner with you, and then the day comes and you're like, oh, I do not want to go to this dinner.
Yes.
Cancel.
Especially
if you don't want to be
the
there.
Babies.
Yeah.
What? Oh my God. Kids are like the best excuse.
Exactly. Yes.
That is one benefit of being a parent, is that you can always put it on the kids. Oh, I can't because, you know,
up all night.
I'm giving away all the secrets.
I know. I'm giving away all the secrets, but hey,
but
I keep it real.
A lot of times stuff comes up with kids and it's really true, but you know,
or
sometimes
you just don't feel like it.
Yeah, I just your feel like, a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, my husband does that all the time. And so I'm the other side of it. And I'm like, I'm scared about karma. Like, don't say that he has a cold when he doesn't have a cold.
See,
just
that,
right?
No, just repeat that demon. Don't think that way.
No,
be
I
vague.
Don't have to say that is not true.
I don't play,
it doesn't work like that.
I don't play with the sickness thing. Because
right?
I'm afraid of that, too. Like, I don't want to say, oh, my son's sick.
Or don't say he was up all night, because then he will be up all night.
Don't
like, you're
say
jinx
pneumonia
it.
When it can just be a little small cold.
No.
You know?
No. The only time I use my kids as an excuse is, you know, oh, they haven't seen me all week and they really, you know, need me to be
better.
Here.
I should tell
you
Matt
know.
To do that, because what he does is like awful. Okay, that's a way better thing.
Right, right. Because sometimes even when I'm about to leave and I have like someone there to watch the kids as a sitter, sometimes they don't want you to go. And if I know
it's
I haven't
heartbreaking.
Spent, yeah, it is. And if I haven't spent time and I know that they're not just acting out because I'm leaving and they're really wanting to spend time with mommy, then I'm like, you know what? I can't do it. Like,
yeah.
I can't.
No,
know?
I'm with you. I had a friend get on my case recently because she said that I wasn't being a good friend and coming to see her more and making time for her. I mean, I see her. We have once a month dinner dates. And I was like, I'm sorry, but that needs to be enough right now because my family is my priority. Like, it's actually good that I'm seeing you once a month.
That's
I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you sound very needy right now. And I just feel like we should all give each other a break and the benefit of the doubt and just judgment-free zone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take care of your family first.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's some kids out there right now wish that their parents were spending more time with them instead of with their friends. Uh-huh. So you're doing it the right way. Family should be first.
Yeah. I think also just knowing what you need help with. Because sometimes you can be here, you're there, you're all over the place, and you feel like a complete scatterbrain. And when someone does say, I can help you, you really don't know what to give them as a duty or a task to actually do to help, to be of assistance. So it's almost like making a list of, like, I'm like the queen of lists. I have to have my to-do list, my shopping list, my, you know, all of these different things. But it's nice to basically have almost like a delegation list. Like, here's what I can delegate to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And here's things that I know I have to do myself. Like, when I started creating the whole business plan for Not For Lazy Moms, in the beginning, it was nonstop because no one can see the vision that I had for Not For Lazy Moms but me. I had to get that on paper. I had to explain that 1,000 times to people who I'm trying to do business with and make sure that they can fully understand what the complete goal was. So I had to sit down and make a 10-year plan. That's not something I can pay someone else to do for me because they don't know what the whole goal is. And
right.
It's something that's coming from me. So things dealing with that, I had to do. But when it came to, you know, walking the dog, when we had the dog, okay, I can ask the sitter to also take on, you know, letting the dog outside, feeding the dog. You know, when my babysitter comes in the morning and she's making breakfast and preparing this kid's lunch, okay, can you also feed the dog and let the dog outside? You know, so it's like adding even the small tasks that seem like not a big deal, you know, adding those on to, you know, have someone else do those for you will relieve, like, increments of time that are so valuable.
Oh, absolutely.
So how about the people that can't afford the help or they can't, they're not in position to get the help? What would you say to them? How would they, I don't want to say how would they, well, they can't delegate because they don't have the people to delegate to.
And
well,
Big Mama done passed away, so you can't let Big Mama keep
it. Yeah, because you already know Grandmama around. We just send her on down. But
Big Mama, but she gone to heaven.
Absolutely. So what you gonna do? What do you do then?
I feel like that's when you rely on, you know, it takes a village. You rely on your friends, your family, your spouse.
But see, I'm sorry to cut you off there, but you have to be careful about who all.
Absolutely. Just because they family don't mean they're gonna treat kids like family.
Okay.
Well,
But I'm more talking about like the errand stuff. Like if you need to mail this package or go to the grocery store and you don't have time for that, like that, I feel like you can delegate.
I feel like a lot of people don't have that in their life.
Well, if they don't have that, then they don't have to worry about that. They won't have
those delegates. No, say for instance they live in a different state. They just moved there and they don't have friends. They don't have family around that they can trust to handle stuff like that. So what do you do? I mean, at the end of the day, you got to make it work some kind of
way. Like the same way, it goes back to the same thing I just said with Not For Lazy Moms. There's certain things that I had to do in the beginning, and even sometimes it required me to do more work, but those things I had to do.
Now, but once you got it set up.
Right. Yeah. As a parent, when you move into any new situation, when you have a new child, anytime things change in life, you're going to have an overflow of putting in work. And then once you establish a flow and you start getting to know people and you start creating a better system for yourself, things will calm down, but you have to recognize where you need the help. Like I just said, you have to recognize where you need the help, creating whatever list and seeing what can you delegate off to people. I would much rather have my kids with me and I can send people to do other things like Ali said, with errands and things like that, if I can afford to do that.
Right.
But they're going to be with me before I put them with anyone else.
Right.
And then if I have the opportunity to find someone that I feel comfortable with to watch my kids and I can afford that, then I can start having someone help me with the kids as well.
And actually, going off what you're asking, Hank, one of my friends actually messaged me and she was like, I saw your Instagram story that you had time to do water the plants, walk your dog, have coffee, make your breakfast, all like, you know, how do you do that in the morning? And honestly, I wake up an hour to an hour and a half before my son does.
Yep.
And I've gotten used to it. I wake up between 5:30 and 6. Mm-hmm. I have coffee. I sit at my computer. I get the to-do list done of that kind of work that I have to do, whether it's paying bills or, you know, seeing if I have to order diapers or wipes and that stuff. And it's just that hour and a half of you time to get through that little stuff. Like that's something you can do yourself. You don't need to ask somebody to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. And also for people who cannot afford to hire help and they are stay-at-home moms or maybe they're not, I encourage you to create and establish a routine. A routine for yourself, but more importantly, a routine for your kids. If you know for sure that your kids are going to wake up at 8 a.m. and they're going to go to bed at 8 p.m., you have 12 hours outside of that window to get things done, whether that's sleep or whether that's getting, you know, like
throwing
like
a load
said,
of laundry in. Yeah.
Right, getting those things done. Now, at first, it might require a lot more work because you're establishing a routine. The beginning is always rough.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, you'll start to see, okay, at 8 p.m. when they go to bed, instead of doing the laundry, I'm going to save that for during their nap time the next day. You know, I'm going to do their laundry at the nap time. Or what I used to do with my kids is I would let them help me. My kids are the biggest little helpers. Mopping the floor, they
cooking.
Want to do what mommy does. Mm-hmm. They want to do what daddy does.
So true.
So whenever I'm cooking dinner, they're sitting right on the countertop. They're helping me prepare in their own way. And my kids will tell you, if you ask them, oh, do you know how to cook? Oh, yeah, I cook all the time. I know how to cook. In their mind, they know how to cook
mm-hmm.
because they help mommy. They know how to clean because they help mommy. They know how to do laundry. So while I'm folding in their clothes the right way, they're pulling clothes out the basket and they're trying to do their best to fold them. But they're right in front of me. I can see them. I can monitor them. And I'm getting things done.
Yep.
And I try to figure out what things can I get done that will be fun for them, that will be safe for them, that I can now not have to worry about once they go to bed. Now I have more time for me. Now I have more time to relax. So getting up before they wake up, having that cup of coffee, that me time. I remember when I finally got a good system with Christopher. I think he was about 7 months old, and Hank came in town, and Chris was in Alabama at the time. Hank came in town, and I was up, and I was just sitting in front of the TV with my bathrobe on, and I was sipping coffee, and he was like, wow, okay, this is different. Where's Christopher? He's still asleep. I'm getting my little time in before he wakes up. This is what I want to do. You know, so it's nice when you do have that routine. And you'll get to a point where you'll sit back and be like, oh, my God, what else can I do? Like, I feel like I'm not doing anything.
Right. Yes.
Know? Yeah. So just time management and having a good routine. If you can't afford to have someone come in, then, you know,
a routine definitely is the truth, man. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I've witnessed what you can accomplish
saved.
With a routine.
Yes.
About 12:30, I used to be like, man, that boy about to take a nap, man.
You know it. You
I'm
know
about
it.
To get a nap, too.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And you know it. And you know it. And even if he's not nodding off, as soon as we would lay him down in that bed, within about 5 minutes, he's out. Mm-hmm. And I would take advantage of the nap time as my time to be able to allow him to put himself to sleep. So, you know,
even if he's even if it's quiet time in the crib, like even or the bed, even if he's not sleeping, like it's still exactly like have him soothe himself.
Yep. Yep. And that will open up a whole nother door for when it's time to sleep train at night. So there's definitely different ways around it. Sometimes when you're right in the middle of it, you're overwhelmed and you're just like, I don't even know what to do. Like, how do I get more sleep? Like, I remember a point in time when Milani was about 3 months old. Oh, my God. I was so tired that I almost wanted to cry because I was so tired. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I want sleep so bad and I don't know how to get it. And I like, you know, she would wake up throughout the night. Obviously, she's a baby to eat. So when you really add up the time, it was well over 3 months since the last time I had a peaceful, consistent 8 hours nonstop of sleep. And I, you know, Chris would be getting good sleep. He'd be knocked out snoring.
He got a little lazy on the second baby.
He did. Oh, yeah. He was
I've
like,
I've heard
deuces.
That happen.
Yeah.
That's,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm so paranoid with the first baby, you know, because I've heard about instances where, you know, people have, they lost kids to SIDS. So I would stay up the whole night.
He would.
Yeah, and
he
I would make sure he's breathing, any little sound. I'm over there checking on him. And then I was like, all right, I got it now.
We
so
good.
When Milani came, I just kind of like, all right, whatever. And I regret it to this day. You
I
know?
Would be looking at him, and he would be snoring, and he would be sleeping so good. And I'm looking at him like, oh, I want to sleep like that.
Would you ever
so
make,
bad.
Like, loud coughing noises to see if he'd wake up? Like,
no.
Just, you know, keep.
I was out.
I would nudging him a little bit.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even bother him. I would just suck it up and deal with it. And, you know, it was just like, it was so rough. And it wasn't until my mom came in town, no, it was when we went to Florida and Milani was about 4.5 months old. And that was the first time, because I wasn't sleeping throughout the night because I was sleep training Christopher even before I had Milani. Mm. So, I mean, it was months that went by. I didn't even know who I was as a person anymore. I was so exhausted, like a walking zombie. We go down to Florida, and that was the first night that I had consistent sleep without being woke up. My mom had both kids in the room with her, and I was knocked out. Like, I mean, I hadn't slept that good in so long, and it felt so good. But it's, I mean, look how many months went by.
Yeah. And you still remember that exact moment where you were able to actually sleep. And yes. I feel like when people are like, oh, just nap when the baby naps. I mean, there's way too much that you feel has to be done.
Yep.
And also, a baby's nap in the beginning is so inconsistent. You don't know if it's going to be like 5 minutes or 5 hours. You just, right. you don't know. So it's almost like you can't allow your body to relax.
And yeah. You don't even know if you can fall asleep that easy. You know,
exactly.
the baby's on a routine. The baby's going to fall out. But as an adult, you know, it's yeah. kind of hard to nap during the day a lot of
times. Totally. Time. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, but thank you, Lord, for sleep. Oh, my God. That is like the most important thing. Like, seriously, it's like if I can't get some good sleep, then I'm no good for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the main thing to keep in mind, too, is that if you do wear yourself out to the point of exhaustion, now you're no longer good for anybody. Yourself, your kids, your husband, your job. You're no good. So it's better to try to sit down and create some type of arrangement. Bless you if you have family that live nearby that you trust with your kids, because that's something that Chris and I do not have the privilege of, you know, having family around.
Mm-hmm.
All of our family live far away. So it's nice when they come visit. But, you know, we have to hire people to help because we don't have that that luxury of having family around like we did when we were younger. So and then just having those different moments where you just sit down and figure out, okay, if I can establish some type of office hours for those that stay at home and then also work from home, have office hours the same way you would if you worked outside the home. If you work a 9-to-5, when you get home, there's certain things you do and you don't really talk about work. You don't bring that into your home, hopefully. And then you're able to spend quality time with your kids. You know, my kids look forward to when they come home from school. They know, for the most part, they have mommy and daddy's full attention, you know, up until bath time. You know, we start taking baths around 6:45, and then they're in bed at about 7:45 if it's a good day. And then they're out like 8 o'clock on the dot, you know. And any time we get off that routine, especially when you start traveling, sometimes it's hard to keep it. When they get off that routine, it literally messes up everything.
Yeah, yeah. We let them stay up too late, they get wild and crazy. I mean, it's a fist fight almost.
Well,
I mean,
and then
they're,
the next
they're going
day.
At it.
Yeah.
And it's like we're yelling at them like, y'all cut it out. Stop it. Stop it. And then one of us come to our senses and we'll say, look, it's our fault. They're mm-hmm. tired.
Right.
That's why they're acting yep. like this.
Yep. And if they get past that bedtime too long, then it's like, all right, it's time crazy. To go to bed. I don't want to go to sleep.
But as soon as they
tired.
Hit the pillow, they're, yep.
they're out.
Yes.
Out like
they
a light.
Fight it. Yep. Yeah.
Out like a light. My son has actually gotten to the point now where if it is past his bedtime and we're just totally slacking that night,
he's definitely mature.
He'll come to us yeah. and say, Mommy, what time is it? It's way past my bedtime. I need to go to sleep.
I'm tired.
Really?
I'm
tired. Yeah. Yes, now he does that.
My so, daughter's still fighting it, though.
Yeah, you know? She'll fight yeah. it, but as soon as she gets that pillow, she got her pink blanket, she's out. She is out. So if I could just give, you know, wait, before we go to tips, we kind of hit on it, but we didn't really fully hit on it. The disconnect that it can create with your partner is so huge. Oh, my goodness. Especially when they don't fully understand why you're so committed, why you're so exhausted, and why are you such a perfectionist? Why do you feel like you have to have so much control over the way the house is run, over the way the kids are cared for? If they don't get it, it can create a disconnect with your partner. Now they're frustrated looking at you and feeling like, well, you have time for everything else, but you don't have any time for me.
And you're snapping at them because right. you're exhausted and
right.
you feel like you're being pulled in a thousand different directions.
Yeah. So, like, I know, like, for you as a man, for even Hank, you know, you being around and witnessing things, it's like, how can a woman explain to her spouse where he can understand, you know, like, I'm exhausted. And he can see that she's doing all of these different things. But it's like, how do we get that point across to you where you can fully understand how we're feeling and then step in to be of assistance so that we can get back on track?
You want to take this?
Cool. No, for me, no, it's funny. I thought you wanted to. Nah, but for me, you know, the direct response is the best way, especially with me. Like, if you're tired, you need some help, just tell me what it is you need. I don't want to guess. If I got a guess, it's going to lead to problems. I'm going to accomplish something that didn't need to be accomplished, and you're still frustrated. Mm-hmm. So being very direct, letting me know exactly what it is that you need done, and if I can get it done, it's going to get done. But other than that, if you're not direct with me, you're not going to see the results you want. You're going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed, and nothing is going to get accomplished. So being direct is exactly what you need to do.
And you that's know what?
Great.
I really,
yeah, great that's really
no, good. No. Trust me on this. I totally, and I know you're not married. You don't have kids, but Hank, that is so key because it's frustrating a lot of times. And I think women put this on men a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You should just know. You should know to compliment me.
Wait, can you should please know look how at what I wrote feel. Down?
You no, no seriously.
No, no, seriously. Look what I literally just made a note of as Hank was talking. Most women want you to just know they need
sure
help.
Right.
He just
like
said it. So right. You
and,
know
and
it's
the
true.
Thing is, they might need help, but then tell us exactly what you need, like Hank was saying. Mm-hmm. And if you need to be complimented, you know. I get it. The man should do it sometimes, but sometimes we don't know these certain things. We don't think like you. So if you can just put it out there, now we can step up and handle certain things. Now, we have to surprise you from time to time and do certain things and be on point, but we're not going to always get that right.
Yeah, I think women, we act off emotion, and men are very factual. It's mm-hmm. like, here it is. This is what it is. Women, we're like, but I feel. And men don't. They don't
we
speak
don't feel
that
all
way.
That.
Right. No,
yeah.
of course.
They don't speak that way.
Of
they
course.
Speak right. off what it is. Like, if you're tired, tell me why you're tired. Tell me exactly what I can do. Exactly. And we're looking at you like, shouldn't you just know? Don't you see me doing all these things?
And,
why can't
and,
you just
and if
know?
A woman if the woman comes up and she's talking about all of these different problems that she had, this and that, a lot of times we're going to give you an answer to help you resolve
you're
the problem.
You're going
to
try to fix it.
I don't want
right.
you to
I don't
do
want
that.
You to fix it.
Well, before you start complaining, no, listen, this will help men out. Before you start complaining about all of these different problems, just say, listen, honey, I don't want you to solve the problem, which is kind of dumb, but at the end of the day, I don't want you to solve the problem. I just want you to listen. Now we get it.
Okay.
So I can
That's
give you
advice.
10, 15, 20 minutes of a listening ear, but don't just come up there and start telling me all of these different things, and I'm giving you an answer like, well, you need to handle it this way. I don't, now it's a problem.
I know.
Can I tell you?
It's kind of crazy.
No.
And I'm not calling women dumb, but that situation is dumb when you put that on us.
But
that's
as
not,
as you said, it's because men and women think differently.
I know
100%.
I haven't said this.
Yeah, I don't think it's dumb.
I haven't said this in a few episodes. I haven't said it in a few episodes. But this is exactly why I'm not in a relationship. This shit's a puzzle.
it really is
a puzzle. I mean, for you to sit here, and I know you're speaking your truth mm-hmm. when you say a woman can come to you with problems. But she don't want you to fix it. You keep that over there. No way.
No,
I will happily
Here's
be the side dude
Here's
because I want your main dude to fix your problems that's unfixable.
Oh my God, so
and
stupid.
I will just come in later because that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Oh. What it is that some people just want to vent.
I feel a debate.
Yes.
Well, let
they
me know ahead
to.
Of time.
No, and I think that
vent.
That's fair. I think that in the beginning, we should be like, look, here, I need to vent to you about something.
Yes.
I used to tell my husband this would drive me insane. I would say, I am so exhausted. And he'd be like,
baby, what can I do?
No. He'd be like, well, I added up your sleep and technically you got 5 hours. And I was like, I was up every hour. And he was like, yeah, but if you add in the times where you actually slept, he was like, so really you got enough sleep.
Oh, it, no.
I mean, honestly, like I'm feeling like I'm getting hives thinking about it.
That is funny, man.
That is irky. No, because 5 hours of inconsistent sleep is like
it's
not
torture.
Sleeping at all.
It's torture.
It is. It's a waste of time.
Right. But you know, to go back to what you were saying earlier, like how do you get across to your spouse to get him to understand. I get it. I totally understand. The thing is, what the other person has to understand, you know, it's still certain needs that need to be met. We need to figure something out
mm-hmm.
because it's certain things that men need.
Right.
You know?
And it should be a we thing. It shouldn't just be the man saying, well, just take that off your plate. Like, it's so simple. It
mm-hmm.
should be, how can we do this together
no,
so that we
said,
both can be happy?
We need to figure it out.
Right. Let's write down everything you're doing
yep.
and what would you be comfortable with delegating to somebody else.
Yeah. No, I think that is so important.
That sounds good, but who's really going to do that? I'm talking about majority of the people. Who's really going to do that?
People
honestly,
that want to figure it out and be happy.
People that want to be happy.
Yeah. If you communicate
because
with your partner, like, and share this, they will do it. I mean, that's what my husband and I do.
Man, relationships sucks.
It's actually a beautiful thing.
I'm going to say this. It's challenging. It's
it
very
is.
Challenging.
That's
it has
right.
highs and it has lows. But, you know, if you can work together, you can figure it out, then it's a good thing. But some people, that's the problem. A lot of people can't figure it out. They don't communicate.
Right.
They're not willing to work with each other. And then that's when it goes down south.
Right. And one thing that I am so grateful for about marriage is that if I can't depend on anyone else in this entire world, I can depend on my husband.
Aww.
Because he's 50% of who I am. I'm 50% of who he is.
Aww.
And like literally, he knows everything about me. He knows more about me than my own parents. You know, like even though they birthed me, my husband knows way more of, he knows the depths of me. So it's nice to know that,
that was
even
so
though
deep, that really was,
is,
that was
sweet,
deep.
But it's so
make
true.
You want to get in a relationship?
Hell no. Not a chance.
It's
not
so true though. But good. It's just nice to know that all the work that we put into our marriage, it pays off because at the end of the day, I can't see myself with anyone else. And he completes me, like literally, not even just being cliche. So you
this
know,
better work. I don't want nobody else.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
I'm never get married again.
I'm all in
with this.
Yeah, no.
And nobody else is worth my time.
Is this that foreplay all day stuff y'all
I
doing
feel,
right now? Man? I feel
yes,
like this is like warming up something. I mean,
I'm like starting to cry, getting emotional.
No, Ollie, you better
like
not cry. Ollie.
This, hey?
Warm it up.
Okay, well, now I'm not.
Keep your hand above the table, young lady.
So I think these are great tips. We can end on this note. I think what Hank said and what Chris is even saying will help so many women. I know Chris just said, oh, this could help so many men. I think it would help so many women for the simple fact that a lot of us do it and we don't even realize it. We complain without wanting them to, like, solve the issue. Well, if we state right from the beginning, listen, I just want to vent.
Give a
disclaimer.
I just
want to get this off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then just listen, please, you know. And then also not expecting them to just know you need help. They can see you moving all around the house, but think about it. We're superwomen. That's how our spouses look at us. They look at us as you can accomplish and do everything. So and that speaks highly of how they feel about us. So if you're not asking specifically for help and what you need help with, they're just going to sit back and watch you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's powerful in just saying this is what I need and not feeling bad about it, not feeling like, well, you should just know. I think that is huge. So that if that could be the only tip of the day I give you, I think that's the most important. Definitely creating a routine for not just you, but your kids. Establishing bedtimes to me is so important. If you can't hire help, if you can't afford a babysitter, make sure your kids have a bedtime. Because I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It can change everything. And then having dedicated me time. My kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. Me and my husband, you know, before I was pregnant, we would have a glass of wine. We would sit back and talk. We would sometimes watch a movie. Or sometimes we would just sit out on the back patio and have our glass of wine and just enjoy each other and have conversation. And it was nice because even though we weren't sleeping physically in the bed, we're just like literally outside enjoying and our bodies are finally de-stressing, you know? So I think all of these things are important. So I just want to say thank you one more time to my sponsors this week, Thrive Market. What are you waiting for? You have to try it. You're going to save money. You're going to be able to shop organic for a much less price than you'll pay in a grocery store. And just use my link, thrivemarket.com/Monique, and you'll get 25% off your first order plus a free 30-day trial. Also, thanks again to NBC. I Feel Bad, which premieres this Thursday, October 4th. Don't miss it. You want to check it out. To every mom that wants it all and does it all, which is our motto here at Not For Lazy Moms, you're going to definitely love this show. And it's funny. I just want to give a moment of silence to all of the superwomen out there who realize they are exhausted and aren't afraid to ask for help. And just keep pushing and only do what you can. And don't feel bad when you have to ask for help. Don't feel bad when you feel like you've met your limit. So don't ignore that. And just be safe and enjoy your kids. The time goes by so fast. And most importantly, enjoy the person who you made those kids with.
Enjoy them all different types of ways.
All right, y'all take care.